Hello, I want to share the word of God with you. So I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to read from Exodus chapter 14, verse 14, down to 31. So, the Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. And the Lord said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel, that they go forward. But lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. And I, behold, I will add in the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon all his hosts, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord, when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of the cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and darkness to them. But he gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other all the night. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground. And the waters were a wall unto them on their right and on their feet. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watched the Lord, looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the host of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily, so that the Egyptians said, Let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, Stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its strength when the morning appeared. And the Egyptians fled against it, and the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. And the waters returned and covered the chariots, and the horsemen, and all the host of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hand of the Egyptians, and Israel saw the Egyptians dead upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. I pray God bless his word into our hearts in Jesus' name. And this is self-explanatory. If you read about the story, it just shows the power of God. So I don't know whatever situation you are facing right now. I don't know whatever it is. Bible says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Know that God is able to do exceedingly. The sea departed. Like the sea departed and there was dry land. Bible not say wet land or dry. The ground was dried. That's how powerful the God you serve is. And if not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, this is an opportunity. And God is willing to forgive you. Just as the thief in the cross. And God is able to do all things for you. Just with a act of repentance, say this prayer, Lord Jesus, I repent of all my sins. I ask that you forgive me of all my sins. I accept you, Lord Jesus, as my Lord and personal Savior. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Congratulations, you're now a Christian. The host of angels are rejoicing because your soul has been won for Christ. And also you've been translated from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And as a light, I was already part of the righteous, like a shining light that shines brighter and brighter on the perfect day. So your life is supposed to shine, reflect the goodness of God. And this is like, reflect the goodness of God. You walk in that favor. Join a Bible believing church and, you know, keep serving God. This is like, it is good to be grateful to God that you can see, that you can smell, that you can eat, that you can move, that you can use your arm, that you have energy to walk. It is by the power of God. So every day you have to be grateful and be thankful, because this God is the creator of your life. The life, those people that say, oh, it's my life, I have to do what I want to do. The life is not yours. It's God that gave you that life. So you have to use that life to honor him. You have to use that life to do the right thing. I see, how the world just focus on negativity. How can a man say he wants to get married to a man? It is uncalled for. How can a woman say she wants to get married to a woman? Like, but what does the Bible say? I know, don't hate them. These people, their souls are precious to the Lord. I don't hate them. But that art is not biblical. So we have to hold on to the word of God. We have to hold on to God and say, God, I'm holding on to you. I'm holding on to your word. What is your word saying concerning my life? And there is power in the word of God. Bible said in his word in Mark chapter 11 verse 23, if you say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe that what you say will happen, to be done for you. Let me tell you, it's not in the, like when they say the boy is in your courts, like you have the choice. So when you say to this mountain, move, and you are adapting and be like, will the mountain move or will the mountain not move? This now take me further to when Jesus spoke to that fig tree, that no man eats fruit from the S word. When Jesus was even passing, Jesus didn't even bother like to check, did the fig tree really dried up? No, it was Peter was like, Master, the fig tree that you said will not bear fruit, like there was a manifestation of what Jesus said, of what the word of God Jesus, and Jesus like, if I think that's when Jesus said, if you have said like a mustard seed, if you say to this mountain, be that removed and be that cast to the sea, and do not doubt in your heart. I think, I don't know if that was the exact word, but it just boils down to us trusting God, knowing that we have power in our thought. And God's word, God will honor his word. That's it. He's going to honor his word. If God is saying, if you say to this mountain, that means we have authority. And God created the word by his spoken word. He said, let there be. Let there be. Do not start carrying, let me take this, let me start. He spoke things into existence, and we are God here on earth. We are children of the Most High God. Our Father is the King of Kings, so we can speak things into existence. What are those situations that you are facing and you feel that it's impossible? No, say that thing and say to that mountain, be that removed. Say that to that difficult situation, be that removed. Say to that sickness, be that removed. Say to that unemployment, be that removed. Say to that lack, be that removed. And that mountain will be cast into the sea, because you've believed in what he said. Faith in your own spoken word, because God has given you that authority. And when you now pray to God, Bible said, believe that you've received it. God's word in Mark chapter 11 verse 23. So you are praying to God concerning something. You have to believe, like after you are saying, Jesus' name I pray, because you are praying through the name of Jesus Christ to God, and you have to believe it is done. What do you do after it is done? You start thanking God for it. God, I thank you because you have done it. In the realm of the spiritual, it will manifest. And once it manifests in the realm of the spiritual, it comes to the physical. You put, like I think I was listening to a minister, you put your angels, you have angels, you put them at work to, for your favor. And just know that God is love, God is good. Let us say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, because of you, because of me. And Jesus bore our sins, he was beaten, he died on the cross.
just for you and me, just that we can have access. That's why the veil was divided, like the veil separated. Instead of them to use animals for the pure, for cleanse, like for forgiveness of sin, save their sin, they'll not kill animals and everything. Now Jesus Christ paid the debt. So the veil, so, and we cannot boldly access God just through the name of Jesus Christ, like the passcode. God, I need this. God, this is what I want. This is what I want. And in Jesus' name I pray. And Bible says, believe that you received it. That's like the formula. It seems simple in the natural mind. So because it seems simple in the natural mind, you'll be like, how is it going to happen? Okay. You want to figure it out. No, it's not for you to figure out. Do not worry. Do not worry. Do not fret. Your God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think. It's just the process. Just trust God. Trust His timing. Trust in what He can do. Bible said they must surely gather, but if the gathering is not of God, they scatter. So whoever gather against you, there is just an assurance that they scatter. You bring all your tithes into the storehouse, there will be enough meat. And prove me, Bible says it's going to rebuke devourer for your sake. So by paying to your tithes, there are blessings that are attached. So you hold on to the word of God and say, God, this is what you said concerning me when I pay my tithe. You open up your windows of heaven and pour me out a blessing that there shall be no enough room. It be like, say, like the blessings will be too much. Like local pigeon, like it's Sarah. So, like, this is the word of God. So why is it not that you be like, is the word of God not happening for this person? Because lack of faith. Like, what made Abraham became righteous? Because his faith. He did not consider the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Now link us back to Mark 11:24. Believe that you've received it. So when you receive something, you thank God for it. It might not be there in the physical, but we are not moved by what we see. We are not moved by the situation of things. We are moved by the word of God. And what God said is yea and is amen. And God loves you. Guys, keep listening to Torah Podcast. I love you and Jesus loves you the most. Take care of yourself and have a beautiful Easter celebration. Because Jesus is the reason why we are celebrating. He has risen. He's no more in the grave. Hallelujah.